and you've elected a new voice in the afternoon.
Let me challenge you a little bit on that.
This is the Mario Solis Marriage Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The oil companies are picking your pockets. Do we really want to give them permission to drill off the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and the Gulf of Mexico? I don't know. They've got that gang of 10 going. I'll tell you about who they are coming up. By the way, other headlines, there's another war of the ads going on. We'll bring you the latest from the web. Rocky Mountain poll, McCain is slipping in his home state. According to a recent Rocky Mountain poll, McCain's lead is now just 43% to 48%. One of my favorite websites ever, and it still is electoral-vote.com. It keeps track of the Electoral College. And as of today, the score is Obama 316, McCain 128. Ties occur in 24 states. He picks up versus 2004, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, which is actually listed now as barely Democratic. Iowa, Nevada, and New Mexico, which would make a key difference. Pennsylvania is shown today to be solidly blue. New polls out today in California, Florida, Idaho, Kentucky, Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas. The only sad news is Obama's dipped a bit in Montana and is running, you know, pretty much the same way parallel to McCain in Idaho, much further down, of course. Kentucky probably won't be up for grabs, but it's interesting, and it's a wonderful, wonderful site. You'll love it. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is according to some of us who hate oil drilling, and I still do, just because my guy likes it doesn't mean I'm going to roll over and go, oh, yeah, no, I believe it. But I still don't want to vote for John McCain. There's still no way I want to vote for John McCain. So what does this do? Does this help Obama? Does it hurt him in your mind, particularly if you think oil drilling is sliced bread? I heard from a number of you at the beginning of this week, oil drilling's great, it's fabulous. I kept telling you, no, it's really not. By the way, the Democrats on the list are Kent Conrad of North Dakota, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, no big surprises here, Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas. The pubbies are Bob Corker of Tennessee, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, John Thune of South Dakota, and Johnny Isakson of Georgia, as well as so it's, you know, Sexy Chambliss, Saxby Chambliss. Now, what a shame he is. It is a shame that man is in the U.S. Senate. That seat should have been kept by us, and it is immoral that Saxby Chambliss has it. Mike in Parker, welcome, and thank you for joining us on the Mario Solis Marge version, I mean the Aaron version of Mario Show.
Hi,
it's
Mike.
Friday.
Long-time listener, first-time talker.
Well, thank you for talking.
Hey, I want to... The oil, we can do all the drilling what we need to do to get us through the crisis before we get into the green, the wind power, the solar, the water into nitrogen. But it's refineries, and why we haven't built any refineries here, they can say that it's because of us that...
Nobody wants them. It's NIMBY. Nobody wants them in their backyard. Nobody wants to deal with the environmental concerns.
I fully understand that. But what these oil companies have done is they've gone in 1979, when the Arabs gave us the second oil embargo, we pulled out. What people want to understand is we only get 2 or 3% of our oil from the Middle East right now. The number one exporter of oil to the United States is Canada. The number two is Mexico, and number three is Venezuela. Well, we've built all these fields in these other countries, and we've built refineries there because their air standards are less.
Yeah.
So what? And that is the reason why we haven't built refineries here.
Because they could do it cheaper overseas, and they wouldn't have to deal with the environmental regulation. They were also avoiding their responsibility that way.
You're absolutely right.
Sure they were.
And still making
obscene record profits, padding the do you know how much those oil company moguls are making?
Well,
it's the whole cycle.
It's
an obscenity.
I mean, we got CEOs that
nobody's worth that much.
Their companies are losing hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're still getting perks. They're still flying in their planes. And until us, the American people, the working class, gets mad enough and says, this is enough of the raping that's going on, our standard of living right now with the debt that's gone on, we're going to have to go down like 20%.
Yeah, I know. Real household income is down from 2000 to 2006 by $783 for the average Coloradoan.
The Armor Hammer, and I know about the oil shale because I'm affiliated with transportation. Mm-hmm. Armor Hammer was the last guy, his oil company, that believed in oil shale. Ronald Reagan said, we're not funding this anymore. And
I know, it really disappointed my uncle who was counting on it. But you know something else? I think, I also believe that if we don't start an energy revival in this country, green energy revival, we're going to be so far behind the rest of the world. I mean, Thomas Friedman is right. We have to get green and get green now. Because if we do not, we will lose the technological edge. That's the one thing that we can keep up, that we can manufacture here, that we can do so many things about. And we're like sitting here like slugs going, oh, well, why don't we drill? Which is what disappoints me about Barack Obama. I wish he had come out and said, oil drilling could be, you know, okay in a couple of spots, and these guys are at least trying to make, a compromise. But the problem is, if we don't get green energy off the ground, we're toast.
I understand that. I mean, people talk about the windmills. You know that in the Midwest that they are now selling air above your property. You are a farmer. Your air above your place is being sold just for this very reason, that if the wind farm comes in and the guy can prove that you're taking air away from his windmills, he is going to be able to tax you.
Well, I think that people should be compensated for allowing their land to be used, but I don't think it should be exorbitant either. But here's the problem. When you have executives of the oil companies making an average of $23 million per year at Exxon, the compensation for the top five executives increased from $28 million a year to $76 million a year. Now, would you please tell me who's worth $76 million a year?
It's good old boy club that's out
ridiculous.
Of control. It's the last 28 years of the Republicans running this country and getting one monopoly after another.
And then they try to pretend that they're not for government regulation, and they're stacking the deck with the complicity of the government in favor of big business. You're cutting out. Your cell's going, dude. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thank you for spilling. I'm sorry your cell didn't cooperate with your first time on radio. Listen, call back again, please. I'll be filling in for Jay next week. It'd be a pleasure to talk to you again. 5:14 it is. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. What are we going to do? Look, here's the thing. It's also Friday, and our brains are fried. It's 100 freaking degrees. I know it's disappointing, but we've also got some fun things to talk about, one of which is the latest ad. You will not believe this. What the McCain... They are just so crazy. I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I've got it queued up here, Richard. I'm sure you've got it back in the studio, Rick Ashton. Here's the thing. It is likening Barack Obama to God. It basically has Moses, the parting of the water. By the way, Charlton Heston is God, of course, because what Republican could imagine Duray Scott as Moses? Probably not. But anyway, I prefer Duray Scott. He actually can act. But, you know, here's the thing. We'll go with, it seemed like, you know, all Charlton Heston did was shout his way through Moses. And I will. It's like, yeah. And which was hilarious, since Moses reportedly, even according to the Bible, was inarticulate at times and would allow Aaron to speak for him. But be that as it may, 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Mario's show. Let's play that ad, Richard, of the new web ad of the McCain campaign to bop Barack Obama.
It shall be known that in 2008 the world will be blessed. They will call him the One.
A nation healed. A world repaired. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
And he has anointed himself, ready to carry the burden of the One. To quote Barack, I have become a symbol of America returning to our best traditions. He can do no wrong.
Do you have any doubts?
Never.
Can you see the light?
A light will shine down from somewhere. It will light upon you. You will experience an epiphany. And you will say to yourself, I have to vote for Barack.
And the world shall receive his blessings.
This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal.
Here's Carlton Heston. Moses. There's the infamous Obama for America presidential.
Barack Obama may be the one, but is he ready to lead?
Okay, here's what I want to know from John McCain. I wrote down a bunch of questions to ask him because I'm sick of these ads. All right, that one's at least mildly funny. That one is sort of cute. But in my opinion, actually, I don't think Barack Obama really thinks of himself as Moses leading us to the promise. Besides, I would hope he's more like Joshua. He's actually likening himself to Joshua and the Joshua generation. And if you know your biblical stories, and I know very little, but I know a little bit about it. And Moses never did get to the promised land. He got stuck. And so actually, I think John McCain's more like Moses, who will stand outside looking in and go, oh, all those guys following Joshua are getting into the promised land. Anyway, I have two things to say about it. Who is McCain? Who is he? What is he? Why does he think? He said things like he's going to end the war. I don't know how. I know how to win wars. Really, McCain? Because you fought in Vietnam, and that really wasn't really a win for us. You may say that you could have prosecuted it better, but that's kind of hindsight 2020. And I know you're a war hero, so I'm not trying to step on your service. But the way you have behaved as somebody in the Senate voting for your constituents of veterans, you suck. You are a terrible, you have never voted for them. You're awful. You're bad. You should be ashamed of yourself. You have made no affirmative case, McCain, about why you should be our president. Therefore, I am not interested even in hearing from you anymore. But I will, because I try to have it. But when I heard that Business Week reported that the McCain campaign had ads going two ways for his visit to Germany. One was, he disrespected the troops by visiting them and using it as to support his campaign. And the other ad, which we saw, was he didn't go visit the troop. He exercised. They had two ads prepared. These guys are hypocrites. And if this is going to be about McCain, we really do need to ask him, okay, who are you? What are you? Do you really understand what you're doing? Because your grasp of foreign policy is terrible, dude. It's awesome in its Bushitiness. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. Brian, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Aaron. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And thank you for covering for Mario. And I look forward to hearing you on Jay's show next week.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. Those McCain ads, they just get more bizarre and more bizarre all the time.
But I know.
This one, it's like, I think how is this a negative for Obama? You know, he says they play the clips of him giving these inspirational speeches, and it's like, are they painting this in a negative light? It just, to me, it makes Obama sound better.
It's straight out of Rove's playbook. This is straight out of Rovian, who is a descendant of Lee Atwater. And Lee Atwater wrote the book, which is always attack the biggest strengths of your opponents. So think about Obama for a minute. What are his biggest strengths? He's lyrical. He has a great voice. He has avid followers. He speaks in the hot kind of high-flown rhetoric, because we've been dumbing down presidential races for a while that we haven't heard in a very long time. This man uses his fullest oratorical skills. And they're lovely. You know, he is a trained lawyer, but he has also, you know, been in churches where this kind of lyricism is common. He has obviously a poetic soul. I know somebody could probably play me back and make me sound ridiculous. But I don't care. I think he does have the soul of a poet, and I would rather have an arrogant, you know, let's just say that he's arrogant. I would rather have an arrogant man who's smart as a whip with a little dash of the poet in him than I would ever take from a flat-voiced user like John McCain, who's never met an advantage he didn't want to take, whether it was the Keating Five, whether it's the kind of scandals he's been caught in time after time. He just flip-flopped again on hazard insurance down in Florida. You know, we're just telling people, oh, I don't want to insure your land. We don't have any hurricanes in Arizona. Well, you know what? There's drought in Arizona. There's all kinds of things in Arizona, so he better watch his words, you know? He
exactly.
is such a hypocrite. Bah!
Yeah. Well,
go for it, Jude. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No problem. Well, you know, I called in to speak with Ed Schultz yesterday, and, you know, and then somebody else called in right after I did. I had emailed the Ed Schultz show, and then somebody called in saying that the right wing throwing around their talking points about Obama's, you know, arrogance. He said it's all code word, code for, you know, uppity. And if they tried to get by with using that, you know, there'd be such an outcry.
Oh,
but they
I know.
disguise it
exactly.
in these, you know, acceptable words.
And did you see how fast they accused him of playing the race card? We're going to play that clip coming up out of the break. But it's basically a very innocuous quip saying he doesn't look like the presidents, the dead presidents on our dollar bills. No. Guess what? He doesn't. What, Obama can't say he's African-American now? What's up with that? It's ridiculous, but they're gonna do this every single time. You know, it's just
it's ridiculous.
It's sad.
He's just every day he says, you know, every time the McCain campaign says something new, it's making Obama look better and better. But
I hope
thank
so.
You, Aaron.
Thank you very much, Brian. I'm Aaron Hart. We'll be right back with more of Obama's words and your phone calls. It's 5:22 on the Mario Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. I'll be in for Jay all next week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., 303-713-7600. That's Mountain Time, by the way, for my West Coast listeners. Welcome, and thank you all for joining us. We'll be back right after the... Stand by for traffic with Scott Broylen. For some reason or another, I thought it was the top of the hour. Sorry! Let's go.
They're going to try to say, well, you know, he's got a funny name. And he doesn't look like all the presidents on the dollar bills and the $5 bills.
He doesn't. Well, maybe half of him does. I don't know. He's also related to Wild Bill Hickok, Barack Obama, and he said family folklore said so. He didn't claim it for sure. But he said if it was true, he was going to challenge John McCain to a duel. Cool. No. Now that I'm teasing about. All right. 303-713-7600. And all the pundits went, oh, should somebody be saying that? It's like, you said the guy was a stick. Now he's showing a sense of humor and you're jumping on him too? Stop it. Just stop it. Leslie on a cell phone. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, I think I would invite listeners to Google McCain and the word songbird.
Songbird?
Song, S-O-N-G-B-I-R-D, the name that was given to him in Hanoi Hilton because of the collaboration that he did with the North Vietnamese.
Because he's
sang
to them. Yeah.
The videos that are stashed away in the Pentagon. And see if you really think he is a war hero, as the press tries to make him out to be, or really a traitor. And look at the work that he's done in the Senate to try to make sure that information to POW families were stifled so that, you know, a federal law would probably eventually start to expose him for what he is. So I would invite you to do that and see if
well,
you
I just
think
did.
He is.
Vietnam POW activists call McCain a songbird and a Manchurian candidate. Among groups who oppose John McCain, the more serious charges come from a small but fervent cadre of Vietnam POW MIA activists who accuse him of being a collaborator during this time in Vietnam in the Vietnamese POW camps. They think he's like Moira Shaw, the character played by Lawrence Harvey and later by Desmond. I can see his face. Denzel Washington in the Manchurian Candidate remake. He was used as a tool by the communists to destroy America from within. And it's Vietnam Veterans Against McCain. And if you Google it, you can see the same stuff. And they've even got a YouTube interviews that talk about it. I'm not sure how long it is, but I'll see. And if I can't play it today, I'll try to see if we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, it's a little long, but even Republican Dorgan is pretty exasperated with the efforts that he did to block information being given to the families of POWs and squelch
well,
the law.
Well, he has admitted telling them things they wanted to hear, in part because he was afraid he was going to die, and he has admitted some of that, has he not?
Well, you know, he was going to be released early by the North Vietnamese. And I think he realized that, you know, that would be the end of his career because, you know, the admiral's son being released early.
Yeah.
So then he said, well, I better stay here because it's probably more important for my career. But I don't think the torture that he claims happened actually did happen. So see if
I think his arms look pretty bad. I don't think he faked.
Well, that was because he didn't know how to get out of a jet plane when it was going down. That's why he finished next to last.
That's pretty cruel. Look, I didn't like it. I didn't like it when people went after John Kerry. I don't like it now. I'm kind of with Obama. I was a little girl during the war. Here's how I feel. I think the war is over. What I want to talk about is now. And
right.
I don't want us to become swift boats. But if they have the right to speak up. If they want to put that stuff out there, I suppose they can. I don't think I'll like it very much. But, you know, I understand, and I understand that a lot of people, and I mean no disrespect to people who are still wounded by that war, by the way. I think
right.
in some ways all of us who are alive then are. But I think the only hope for our country is to move beyond those divisive differences and move
mm-hmm.
on, you know? I really do. That's why I'm saddened but not surprised that they're going after his ability to engender hope and promise
mm-hmm.
and excitement and love. Because, you know, John McCain keeps saying, well, I'm a servant of the people, as if it sort of gives him the right to do anything he wants. And it's like, you know,
sure.
Barack Obama has devoted his entire life to public service. Next.
And
you
better
know?
Public service even.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and he's only been married, you know, you want to get into comparisons of personalities. Okay, he's been married once. You dumped yours after she was in a car crash. You flirted with Cindy McCain by her own admission at a party. She was 20 years younger than you were. You were still married at the time. You know, she had a lot of money. Anything figure into that, John? And then you call her names. I mean,
yeah.
if we're going to get personal, but I don't want to do that. I don't.
Nope.
And I just did kind of on purpose to show how nasty it can get. But it's just, let's talk about issues. John McCain wants to give oil companies $4 billion. Barack Obama does not. He wants to compromise in order to get us a better energy policy. I'll at least listen to the guy because I trust him infinitely more than I trust John McCain. But I thank you for bringing that up. It's good to know about it. 531, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I would love to talk to you. And we're going to get lighter on Friday, too. We're going to bring in some fun sound to have and some other things like, well, I don't know. We can't find the Doctor Who sound, but I'll make sounds. And we're going to talk to my nephew, I hope, if he remembers. Brennan, if you're listening in your car, remember, we're going to be calling you on the cell phone. And it'll be a 303-713 number, just so you know, because he's one of these groovy kids who only answers his phone when he recognizes the number. 303-713-7600. We'll be right back. He's voting for the first time in this election. And I haven't asked him formally who he's voting for, although I won't be surprised by what he says, I don't think. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Love to talk to you. Time for traffic with Scott Boylan, though. We'll be back right after this. Call 303-713-7600 to express yourself. Coming back. Okay, this weekend, I certainly would if I were there. So, you know, just bring a personal spritzer and lots of water and go see Jay at the Adams County Fair. What fun. By the way, other good news coming down the pike is absolutely true that wow. We have another Dumbledore book coming out. We do. Dumbledore lives, and he'll be talking to us coming up soon because there's going to be a new J.K. Rowling's book, Tales of Beedle the Bard. That's B-E-E-D-L-E. It's going to be published this Christmas. All of the book's profits will go to charity, and there's also record orders. But Dumbledore lives, and he'll be giving us advice. I haven't heard any such good news since I just looked up Doctor Who. I've been afraid to look at the Doctor Who website because it's like, please tell me David Tennant is still Doctor Who. He's my favorite ever. Scottish actor, David Tennant. What a man. Be still my heart. Sean in a cell phone. Does that make me a geek or a dork? Sean?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Does that make me a geek or a dork because I like Harry Potter and Doctor Who?
Yes, it does, but that's okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm funny for a geek and a dork. I have a sense of humor. I'm not reclusive or like socially inept or anything.
You don't lay in the basement playing World of Warcraft?